Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Sunday, December 19. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Today, the U.S. likely fell into negative real growth. Then Camp Howard, the financial implications, all that just ahead. Now, before we begin our story, let's get a little refresher from that old Econ 101 textbook. The real rate of growth for any economy is the rate of growth minus the rate of inflation. That's growth minus inflation. And we haven't been using that calculation for a very long time because inflation has been so low for so long. But it's important to know this week, with inflation roaring ahead currently at 6%. Now back to our story. It's going to be a data blizzard this week, particularly on Wednesday and Thursday, as every government reporting agency tries to get all of their year-end reports out of the way. To me, the number one report will be the third and final report on Q3's GDP growth. It's liable to get buried in the flurry of data thrown at us, but don't lose track of this one. If Wall Street projections are anywhere near the mark, we're going to see that our economy is not growing at the 6% plus rate that we had been told up to now. That it's really growing, if you even call it growing, at an extremely tepid 2%. That in itself is shocking. But making matters even worse, we will at the same time get two measures of inflation, the GDP deflator and the Fed's favorite measure of inflation, the Personal Consumption Price Index. Now, both are expected to be in the 6% range. That's 400 basis points higher than GDP growth. Now, this isn't just stagflation. This is stagflation in all capital letters. So this is all morphing into not just the first time in over 40 years that we've had stagflation. That's the combination of weak economic growth and high inflation. But we're now going for the record books, getting close, if we're not there already, to the weakest economic growth combined with the highest rate of inflation ever in the nation's history. So what this really means is the country's economy is not growing at all, in a real sense. After you account for inflation, this economy is really shrinking. That supposed economic growth, you see, is really just reflecting the higher prices caused by inflation. Take away the inflation factor, and the economy is indeed shrinking, the worst economic decline we've seen since we emerged from the pandemic lockdown. This does not look good. So stand by Wednesday morning at 8:30, when it'll all be revealed. Grab a cup of coffee and join me as we talk about it. Your reaction may have been like mine when first I heard that they were building quarantine camps in Australia and other places, like even the U.S. I did not believe it. It must be one of those internet conspiracy theories. Even when photos began to appear, I thought they must really be some other type of facility. Surely they cannot be a quarantine camp. But then a couple of weeks ago, the escape from Camp Howard in Australia made international headlines when it was reported that three teenage boys escaped from what was indeed a quarantine containment camp. I was shocked. In my wildest dreams, I could not imagine that any country, much less a Western democracy, would sink so low as to imprison its own citizens. But perhaps I shouldn't have been. After all, didn't the U.S. exercise home incarceration just last year when we instituted self-quarantine? A process that was nothing less than requiring U.S. citizens to remain incarcerated in their own homes. Indeed, Australia has now clearly taken all this to the next step. And while you and I may have slightly different takes on the politics of all this, there can be little question about the financial and economic implications. That brutal second quarter of 2020 here in the U.S. saw the economy shrink by over 9%, and that was just in a quarter. It was without a doubt the most dramatic economic contraction since the Great Depression of the 20s and 30s, nearly 100 years ago. It should be clear by now that this economic lockdown, self-quarantine, or now in Australia forced quarantine, is an economic blunt instrument, the use of which can absolutely devastate an economy, and that any political leader who would use this device are risking the health of their nation's financial well-being. So today, I'm beginning a fire watch list of countries which are likely to find themselves in real difficulty over the coming year. Other countries on this list will include China, with its growing Evergrande debacle, and Turkey, which has a completely out-of-control central government. These are countries that every investor needs to keep a sharp eye out for, because in our globally connected financial system, the failure of one country can indeed create a domino effect. Witness the troubles the U.S. fund companies are now experiencing with Evergrande bonds. Overall, in looking at Australia, many of their economic measures remain positive. Consumer confidence is high. Retail sales, for instance, took a big jump up last month. But this week begins the Australian winter, and they're in the Southern Hemisphere after all. It's a prime time for viruses of all kinds, including COVID-19 or its variants. And we're starting to see some real deterioration in some of the Australian internal indicators. Notably, there was a 1.9% drop in the nation's GDP last quarter, and a very significant drop in business confidence this month. So we add Australia to our fire list of countries to watch over the next few months. And that's the value side for Sunday, December 19. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.